Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 17th. You'll be interested to know. 116 years ago, today in 1899, the first Howard flight of the North American X-15 rocket plane took place at Edwards Air Force Base in California, marking a triumphant leap in human aerospace achievement. This inspiring milestone, celebrated as a bold stride in aviation and space exploration, showcases the power of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the quest to soar beyond our earthly bounds. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 59 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today, with a high near 71 and a light northeast breeze at about 8. Tonight, there's a chance of rain showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a low around 60 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just before 8:30 with the low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers before noon on Thursday with partly sunny skies and a high near 77. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 61. Friday brings sunny weather with a high near 78 and a northwest wind. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51. Saturday is sunny with a high near 66 and a northeast wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 48. Sunday remains sunny with a high near 72 and a south wind. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Sagamore Bridge is undergoing a regular inspection as it reaches its 90th year of service alongside the Bourne Bridge, which connects Cape Cod to the rest of Massachusetts. While the replacement project is in progress, completion remains a few years away. Residents express mixed feelings, with one stating, "It's time for a new bridge," while another feels safe despite the rough ride. Lisa Paywinski from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation assures that the bridges are safe but nearing the end of their useful lives. The state has secured $2.3 billion for rebuilding the Sagamore Bridge, with funding for the Bourne Bridge still uncertain. Construction is anticipated to begin within the next 2 years. Now on to sports. Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay suffered an injury during his team's victory over the Tennessee Titans. He tore his plantar fascia while coaching from the sideline in the Rams' 33-19 win on Sunday in Nashville. McVay revealed this on his Coach McVay show yesterday. The injury does allow for quicker healing, according to him. At 39, McVay remains the youngest coach in NFL history who win a Super Bowl. His career record stands at 90 wins and 57 losses. He is now preparing for a high-stakes game against the Philadelphia Eagles. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lost to the Athletics 2-1. Brett Harris delivered the go-ahead RBI single in the sixth inning for the Athletics. The Red Sox starter Weissert took the loss while Harris earned the save. Boston finished with 8 hits, 0 errors, and left 9 runners on base. The Red Sox record stands at 82-69 after Game 1 of 3 in the series. Tonight, the Sox clash with the Athletics again at Fenway Park in Boston for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Lucas Giolito is 10-4 with a 3.31 earned run average, facing Mason Barnett, who is 1-1 with an 8.53. First pitch is scheduled for 6:45 under mostly clear skies with a temperature near 67 degrees. In top news, you can get a flu shot too early, and there is a sweet spot for the biggest impact and level of protection. Doctors say that timing is important, and it is best to aim for a specific window this fall. Right now is generally considered too early for a flu shot, as the protection may wane before the season ends. Most Americans under the age of 65 will receive a trivalent vaccine, while those 65 and older should get a quadrivalent vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention usually recommends getting vaccinated by Halloween for optimal protection. In business news, Cathie Wood has sold $10,800,000 of popular artificial intelligence stock. Chief of ARK Investment Management frequently adjusts her top positions, adding to a holding when the stock falls and selling when it rises. This strategy has paid off in the recent market boom, with her funds riding the wave of high-growth stocks. Most recently, Wood has been cashing out of Tempus AI to lock in gains. Despite a volatile year, the ARK Innovation Exchange traded fund is up more than 40% year-to-date. Wood's investment strategy focuses on emerging high-tech companies, including artificial intelligence and blockchain technology. Over the past 10 years, the ARK Innovation Exchange-Traded Fund has wiped out $7 billion in investor wealth. Still, Wood has been optimistic about the market, dismissing recession predictions. Recently, Wood's ARK funds trimmed her stake in Tempus AI, selling shares for 5 consecutive trading days. Tempus has surged 158% year-to-date, aided by strong earnings and a positive outlook. Despite the trim, Tempus AI remains one of ARK's largest stakes, ranking as the 5th biggest holding. Wood believes healthcare is the most underappreciated application of artificial intelligence. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,500. And XRP is up 0.5% to $3.01. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Two former Google DeepMind researchers have secured $5 million in seed funding for their new company, HiVerge, which aims to democratize access to advanced algorithms. The funding round was led by Flying Fish Ventures, with participation from Aran Innovation Capital and Alpha Intelligence Capital. HiVerge's platform, called Hive, uses artificial intelligence to generate and test novel algorithms for vital business processes. While large companies develop bespoke algorithms, smaller firms have relied on off-the-shelf software. The Hive system promises to discover superior algorithms that human data scientists might overlook. HiveVerge plans to expand its team and make its technology accessible through cloud marketplaces. And in entertainment news, in Good Fortune, Keanu Reeves plays an angel named Gabriel, who oversteps his duties to help a struggling gig economy worker named Arj, played by Aziz Ansari in his feature directing debut. This film offers a fun homage to late 20th century high concept movies, exploring themes of wealth and success, while also addressing the struggles of those in the working class. The story takes unexpected turns, showcasing a comedic critique of contemporary capitalism, as Gabriel learns about life from Arj and his experiences. Despite its predictable plot, Good Fortune surprises with its heartfelt moments and relatable commentary on modern life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started, emphasizing the importance of taking the first step in any endeavor." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.